Suristine Naya Perkin stars in the leading female role of a Manitoba-made feature film, Daughter of the Sun, that is now on its way to the prestigious Berlin International Film Festival this February as a part of Telefilm's Perspective Canada program during the European film market. Daughter of the Sun was written and directed by Manitoba filmmaker Ryan Ward, from Portage la Prairie. Ward also plays the leading father role. Perkin cut her teeth in showbiz in hometown musicals, including the leading role in Annie. She starred on Verdun's AUD theater stage last November in The Music Man, and before that she played the lead role of Matilda in Matilda the Musical. She has performed professionally at Winnipeg's Rainbow Stage, appeared in a Hallmark movie, and now stars in this highly successful Manitoba feature film. The story follows Hildy, played by 13-year-old Perkin, who is living on the run with her father Sonny, portrayed by Ward, who grapples with Tourette syndrome and also harbors a volatile superpower. As they cautiously join a community of outcasts living on the fringes, they soon realize the group has a darker purpose threatening their very existence. This role has taken her above and beyond her dreams. Perkin says, "This was the greatest experience of my life. I never thought in a million years I would get to play a lead character in a movie and then see myself on a big movie screen." Manitoba Beauty. Ward is known for his portrayal of Bruce Campbell's Ash in over 800 performances of the Broadway hit Evil Dead, the musical. Now, his film Daughter of the Sun has gained attention for its poignant storytelling, poetic cinematography, and exceptional performances by local talent. Returning to Manitoba to film Daughter of the Sun was a homecoming filled with inspiration and nostalgia, reflects Ward. After living in Toronto and LA, I was struck by the beauty here, which I've realized has deeply influenced my work. Shooting here wasn't just about filming scenes, but about trying to capture a feeling of timelessness and wonder that has stayed with me for years. Filmed against Manitoba's breathtaking rural landscapes, including locations in Gimli, Haudacheville, and Carberry, Daughter of the Sun is a magic realist father-daughter drama delving into themes of disability, family dynamics, and magic, while evoking the spirit of underground cinema from the 1970s. Ward's directorial vision, combined with Perkin's captivating performance, has earned the film acclaim, including an audience award for Best Canadian Feature at the 27th Fantasia International Film Festival in Montreal. Perkin has also earned praise for her debut performance, winning a Best Actress Award at Buenos Aires Rojo Sangre, BARS, Latin America's largest genre festival. The film has been picked up by Redwater Entertainment for distribution in Canada, to be aired in the summer or fall of 2024. Funded in part by Telefilm and Manitoba Film and Music, Daughter of the Sun represents a significant achievement for local filmmakers and highlights Manitoba's growing prominence in the independent film scene. Bringing Daughter of the Sun to EFM, European film market, is a milestone, says Mackenzie Lee, producer at the local production company, Memory Pill. The project embodies our ethos of bold, unconventional and elevated storytelling. Daughter of the Sun marks the second installment in Ward's trilogy, following his Canadian Screen Award-nominated debut feature, Son of the Sunshine, that premiered at Slamdance in Park City, Utah. In his review of Daughter of the Sun, Peter Farrelly, of Dumb and Dumber, said, "Really, really interesting, and gorgeously shot. A very impressive movie, by an impressive filmmaker." Steve Kopian of Unseen Films, New, Unusual Films, says, "One of the best films you'll see this year. The film has frequent sequences that are some of the most lyrically beautiful sequences I've seen all year, maybe ever. There is a wisdom and magic in the tale that will absolutely move your soul."